That's a biggie against Bohemian side that got a late winner, but your side's going to live full of confidence after the Cork result.
As I say, every game in this league's difficult. But you know, the trip home from Cork was certainly a lot easier by the performance and the result. But we're under no illusions again going to Dalymount. You know, it's not like going there in previous years where Derry had a fantastic record. We're going there with a rejuvenated team, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the league. Their results have been second to none, and they've got players there that have a real high calibre. So it's a brilliant game to be involved in. It's two really good attacking teams. It's two teams that have a wonderful tradition and a wonderful history of being two of the top clubs in the country. So it's a game that we'll embrace. It's a game that the players I know personally are really looking forward to. It's a game that we feel we potentially have to improve from, let's say, the last time we played them in the Brandywell, when I think it was at the end of a real hectic schedule, and our guys were actually dead on their feet. So, you know, that game still lives well in the memory. We still have that feeling of disappointment from the home game, where we just hadn't got the energy levels that we possess. And, you know, it's something now that we're looking to put right come tomorrow night.
Obviously, if the game against Cork was so close, and it's another away game, but when you've new signings sitting there and Darren McCoy again, the player's tiredness doesn't really happen because they're springing us to keep their place.
The one thing I'll say about our boys is we're scoring a lot of late goals, we're finishing games really well, and that comes down to the work that the guys have done early on in the season. Our fitness levels are, in my opinion, as good as anyone's in the league. I think our guys are, not only because of their age profile, but absolutely because of their hunger, that, you know, we're in a good place in terms of being able to sustain 90 minutes and going right to the end. And, you know, as you say, the new players coming on now will give us another lift. You've Michael McCrudden coming back, you've Darren McCauley in, signed a couple of weeks ago, working hard to get his fitness up, and obviously Connor comes in having played on Friday night, for instance, so there's no work needed done there. Connor Davis comes in really good condition, and he'll be able to hit the ground running. So it's really good and really exciting, looking forward.
What's team news for?
We're working off exactly the same squad as Friday night. We're hoping that Darren Cole might be available. We'll see where that is. Michael McCrudden trained today. Again, Michael is work in progress, but we'll see how it shapes up. But working off the same squad that went to Cork, the guys will not be registered for tomorrow, but they'll be ready for Dundalk. So I think the young lads that came on, especially Jack Malone, has been very impressive. He came on in Cork, and they came on in Cork at 19 years of age. It takes a bit of character, and to be fair to the boy, he came in and it didn't faze him, as the last couple of games hasn't. So looking off the same squad, but at the same time, you know, we're looking forward to the weeks ahead whenever we can add them new bodies.
Anybody else possibly coming on from just Connor Davis?
Well, there's nothing at the minute. There'll certainly be nothing over the next couple of days, but, you know, the window's open for quite a while now. It gives us a chance to see what's out there. There's a lot of teams going back on the pre-season training in England and Scotland that are trying to formulate their squads. There'll also be players that will be available for loan deals. So, look, the work continues. Yes, we're happy with what we have, but as a football manager, you're always greedy.